because there is a lot of trauma and vulnerability in the emergency situations in general, especially the armed conflicts, we must ensure that there is mental health services included in the response that we provide. Chair, Argentina would like to endorse the value of the human side in natural catastrophes, natural disasters, and we're not indifferent vis-a-vis human suffering. In any case, we are not indifferent when we look at the humanitarian crises all over the world. And to be sure, we are not indifferent in the face of the crisis in Venezuela, which has reached proportions that have not been seen before in the region. And in this case, I'd like to mention the humanitarian assistance that has been provided by countries of the region as an expression of solidarity between our peoples, and which has been fundamentally important to deal with more than 4 million Venezuelans who have been forced to leave their country. As you can imagine, this migration has led to some consequences for us that we are dealing with in various mechanisms, dialogue, and so on. We regret once again the fact that civilians continue to be the majority of victims in armed conflicts in general. The lack of a distinction between the soldiers or combatants and the civilians means that there are many, many civilians that die, that are killed, and that have to be displaced as well, and who then require humanitarian assistance. Hospitals and schools cannot continue to be the subject of attacks. And we would invite states that have not yet done so to endorse the Puerta Segura's declaration. It's very important to remember the four Geneva Conventions, 1949, and the additional protocols, the Hague Convention, 69, and international humanitarian law and customary law. We reaffirm what is in Resolution 46/102 of the GA, and as well with the increase of the coordination of effective action, humanitarian action, fitting in with humanitarian law along with international and national stakeholders. Thank you very much for your attention.